Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading the blog, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 21st of June, 2020. It's called A Cloud PR FAQ. I'd like to see AWS split off from the rest of Amazon, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. So to help that happen, I've drafted a PR/FAQ and posted it on GitHub. There's a link there to GitHub, so that it can be improved. People who know what a PR/FAQ is and why this might be helpful can hop on over and critique the doc. For the rest, herewith background and explanation on the what, why, and how. A project needs a name, and so does a company. For the purposes of this draft, I'm using A-Cloud for both. Why spin off AWS? The beating of the antitrust drums is getting pretty loud across a widening swath of political and economic conversations. The antitrust guns are particularly aimed at big tech, whom I'm not convinced are the most egregious monopolists out there. Consider beer, high-speed internet, and eyeglasses. But they're maybe the richest and touch more people's lives more directly. So Amazon might prefer to spin off AWS proactively as opposed to under hostile pressure from Washington. But that's not the only reason to do it. The cover story in last week's Economist, entitled "Can Amazon Keep Growing Like a Youthful Startup?" spilled plenty of ink on the prospects for an AWS future outside of Amazon. I'll excerpt one paragraph, quote, "AWS has had the resources to defend its market-leading position, but in the cloud wars, any handicap could cost it dearly. Its parent may be becoming one such drag. For years, being part of Amazon was a huge advantage for AWS," says Heath Terry of Goldman Sachs, a bank. "It needed cash from the rest of the group, as well as technology and data. But Mr. Bezos's habit of moving into new industries means that there are now more rivals leery of giving their data to it. Potential customers worry that buying services from AWS is tantamount to paying a land grabber to invade your ranch. Walmart has told its tech suppliers to steer clear of AWS. Boards of firms and industries, which Amazon may eye next, have directed their departments to avoid the use of AWS where possible, according to Gartner." End of quote. The Economist plausibly suggests a valuation of $500 billion for AWS. Anyhow, the spinoff feels like a complete no-brainer to me. Now, everyone knows that at Amazon, when you want to drive a serious decision, someone needs to write, polish, and bring forward a six-page document, usually a PR/FAQ. So I started that process. What's a PR/FAQ? It's a document, six pages plus appendices, that is the most common tool used at Amazon to support making important decisions. There's no need for me to explain why this works so well. Brad Porter, with a link, did a stellar job back in 2015. More recently, Robert Monroe, another link, went into a little more detail. On GitHub, one thing neither of those write-ups really emphasize is that six pagers in general, and PR/FAQs in particular, are collaborative documents. The ones that matter have input from many people, and by the time you get to the big read in the big room with the big boss, have had a whole lot of revisions. That's why I put this one on GitHub. I feel reasonably competent at this because there are now several successful AWS services in production where I was an initial author or significant contributor to the PR/FAQ. But I know two things. First, there are a lot of people out there who are more accomplished than me. A lot of them work at Amazon and have product manager in their title. Second, these docs get better with input from multiple smart people. So, if you feel qualified, think AWS should be spun out, and would like to improve the document, please fire away. The most obvious way would be with a pull request or a new issue, but that requires a GitHub account, which probably has your name on it. If you don't feel comfortable contributing to public to this project, you could make a burner GitHub account, or if you really don't want to, email me diffs or suggestions. But seriously, anyone who's qualified to improve this should be able to wrangle a pull request or file an issue. What's needed? Well, since only one human has read this so far, there are guaranteed to be infelicities and generally dumb shit. In particular, the FAQ is not nearly big enough. There need to be really hard questions with really good answers. Also, appendices are needed. The most important one would be Appendix C, mentioned in the draft, but not yet drafted. It covers the projected financial effects of spinning out a cloud. I'd love it if someone financially savvy would wrap something around plausible numbers. Other likely appendices would be a description of the A-Cloud financial transaction, and especially a go-to-market plan for the new corporation. How is this presented to the world in a way that makes sense and is compelling? Document read? Before these things end up in front of Andy Jassy, there are typically a few preparatory document reads where intermediate level leaders and related parties get a chance to spend 20 or 30 minutes reading the document, then chime in with comments. Given enough requests, I'd be happy to organize such a thing and host it on, of course, Amazon Chime, which really isn't bad. Say so if you think so. That's all, folks.